Thank you, Dr. Johnson. My name is Yu Pingsheng. I'm the research associate at Texas AgriLife Research Center, and my boss is here. And our collaborator, Dr. Joe Mustafli, is also here. A little bit of introduction. As you know, the southwest regions in the United States have high temperature and receive high solar radiation in the summer. This will have negative effects on the plant growth and the yield. Recently, shading screen has been used to improve plant microclimate, reduce the plant stress. So this will increase the plant productivity and also the plant quality. So for example, green, purple, strawberry, and tomato plants already tried this. However, no such information is available in Texas. So last year we did a field trial to try to test the effect of two shade cloths at 50% and 70% shade index on the growth and yield for the synthetic process of juniper and the tomato plants. So to prepare the rest bed, we added manure to increase the organic matter because of the soil is loamy sandy soil, which is infertile. And we also added some slow-release fertilizer to try to provide enough nutrients for the plants. This is recommended by the soil test lab. So after we completely till all the rest beds, they were covered with the horticultural fabric to suppress the weeds. We have sweet banana juniper and celebrity tomato plants included in the study. We actually had eggplants planted also. However, these plants was excluded in further experiment because of too much damage from the water radius. So the plants were transplanted in April 2014, and drip irrigation were also installed to apply water twice a day and 5 minutes each, which provide about 1 liter water each time for each plant. And 3 weeks later, the shade cloth was installed. So this is the experimental layout. As you see, we have 9 rest beds, 5 feet by 20 feet. And we have 3 treatments, full sun, 50% shade cloth, and 70% shade cloth, and 3 replicates for each treatment. So this is what it looks like in the field. Over the period of the experiment, we monitored the light intensity, temperature, soil moisture with lead level and sensors. And we also measured the chlorophyll fluorescence and leaf temperature in the middle of the June, July, August, and the plant height and the 2 perpendicular width were taken bi-weekly. When the fruit became mature, we harvested them, and the number of fruits and the fresh weight were recorded. At the end of the experiment, we harvested the top portion of the plants and the shoot dry weight we are recording. So this is the first result, lady light integral. As you see from this graph, the both shade cloth treatments significantly reduced the light intensity that the plants received. Apparently 70% of shade cloth reduced too much light intensity, which is a little low for plant growth. So this is the first trial we did, and we did not make a good choice of the shade cloth. And the air temperature of the plant, the air temperature at the canopy level, we measured the full sun treatment consistently had higher air temperature compared to two shade cloth treatments. The difference is in temperature, in air temperature, is about 1 degree Celsius compared to 50% shade and 70% shade. However, two shade cloths didn't have too much significance. The soil temperature has a similar trend. As you see, the soil temperature under full sun is consistently above, higher than both 50% shade and 70% shade. So the difference is about 2.4 degree for 50% shade and 3 degree for 70% shade. So this is the soil moisture. The trend is observed, and the soil moisture under full sun has a relatively higher and lower value compared to both state cloth treatments. And their difference is about 2.2% for the 50% shade and 3.9% for the 70% shade. So from those data, we did see the shade cloth did change the plant microclimate. For example, increase the air decrease the air temperature, soil temperature, but increase soil moisture, which is good for plant growth. So we measure the leaf temperature. As you see, the data highlighted in red. So both shade cloths significantly reduced the leaf temperature compared to the full sun treatment. For those data, I didn't highlight it. The shade cloth tended to decrease the leaf temperature, but still not a significance. Chlorophyll fluorescence data of the plants grow under full sun treatment consistently lower than those at shade cloth treatments, which indicated that plants under full sun were more stressed. So this is the growth index data for chili peppers. As you see, the chili pepper grow under full sun has no growth index compared to both shade cloth treatments. By August 14th, the growth index is 60 centimeters for the plants growing under full sun, 73 centimeters for 50% shade, and 70 centimeters for the 70% shade. Tomato has a similar trend. As you see, still the plants grow under full sun has no growth index compared to the shade cloth treatment. And by July 1st, when we terminated the data collection, and the growth index data for the full sun for the plants, tomato plants grow under full sun were 73 centimeters. And the plants grow under shade cloth were 94 centimeter for 50% shade cloth and 92 centimeter for 70% shade. So we did this is the yield and the shoot dry weight. As you see, plants under full sun treatment has relatively higher number of the fruits, and the number of the fruit fresh weight, shoot dry weight, 50% shade cloth tended to decrease the number of fruits of the chili peppers, and the fruit fresh weight, and for the tomato plants also tended to decrease the number of fruits, but increased the number of the fruit fresh weight of the tomatoes. However, 70% shade cloth significantly reduced or parameters here. So, I did a summary. We did summarize both 50% and 70% shade cloth would reduce plant stress of the chili pepper and the tomato plants. And 50% shade cloth tended to reduce the yield of the chili pepper, but has a trend to increase the yield of tomato plants. But 70% as I showed significantly reduced the yield of both plants, and we think further research is needed to confirm a shade cloth less than 50% of the shading index may help reduce the light and heat stress without reducing the yield of both crops. Actually, after we completed the project, and we saw a similar study done in Spain, so they found 20% shading cloth actually increased the chili pepper productivity by 70% and the cucumber by 20%. So this information warranted our further investigation. So this is some references I used to make this presentation. At this moment, I would acknowledge the funding support from the LIFOH program and RISE program from El Paso Community College. And I also acknowledge the work study students involved in this project for their hard work and contributions. So thank you for your patience and attention.
Any questions from the group? Are most growers using these shade covers in small, kind of almost like coop type situations, or they're more on larger coop house structures that would be a larger kind of volume of space? So you had, looks like they're maybe 2 or 3 feet high. Are most birds using those, or are they using shade covers over tunnels? And if so, do you think that the difference in the total air volume in there would affect the temperature and the environmental conditions caused by the shade?
Maybe. At the beginning of the experiment, we think to try to build a shade box, like a kind of box, but we are afraid this shade cloth, especially the black shade cloth, will accumulate too much heat inside. So we didn't do that, as you see. We just covered the top of the plants. I think, as you said, the tunnel with the shade cloth, maybe will change the microclimate inside of the tunnel.
Just comment that most of the commercial shade production is under a shade structure, not even a tunnel, it's just over top, probably about 8 foot, so you can get equipment underneath it and extend it, so you don't have the things covered on the side. But there are people with tunnels that are shade, but you wouldn't shade, you'd shade down to the bowl side. Other questions? I will make a comment. If it's 50%, anything above about 40% shade is going to reduce yield on most crops.
So, okay.
If you use those heavier weights for ornamentals that need the extra shade. So, yeah, I would definitely have you look at 30% and 20% shade top next year.
All right. Thank you for a good consensus suggestion.
Other questions?
We went with 50%, we knew it was going to reduce us because of what you said, but just for concern that we didn't want to play with the stage numbers, we wanted to get more shade, 70, which we knew was beneficial, and 50, which we knew would reduce it, to have a clear cut of all the three stages.
No, when you said 70% shade, is that did you use the 70% shade or was it 30%?
90%.
30% shade, 70% light.
Okay, all right.
And that's what's confusing because
Okay. Yeah, I would clarify that in the slide.
So what's the I always have that struggle because with the soil versus in science, so what's the acceptable nomenclature?
Well, you use. I would use what the manufacturers sell it as. So if they have 30% shade, 30%, 20%, 50%, I would use their terminology. But that's how you would be ordering the material and using it. But yeah, it gets confusing.
I'm actually want to talk about transmission.
One way or the other. Other questions?
Yes.
What kind of chili peppers are your cultivated in the test AN station area? Like the big banana or some other kind of chili peppers?
The chili pepper varieties we used in the study.
Oh, yes. Sweet banana, right?
No, sweet banana.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what kind of chili peppers you're cultivating around the area.
Oh, we have a lot of varieties. Actually, it's bred by New Mexico State University.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, a lot of varieties. If you go see it, you can find a lot.
I'm from here.
Oh.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.